السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها خطاياه، رواه البخاري ومسلم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of the wealth, lives and fruits, but give glad tidings of the patients who, when afflicted with calamity, they say, truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we shall return. This is the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, and normally we recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un when we hear the sad news of someone passed away from our relatives or friends. But this ayat is not only for the death. Whatever calamity, hardship, trial we are going through at that time, we have to say this word, we have to remind ourselves that truly we are belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are going to go back to Almighty Allah. By saying this is very great comfort you can feel spiritually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, definitely, more certainly, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, each and everyone are going to go through this test and trial and tribulation. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned five different kinds of the tests and trials which human being and especially the believers has to go through. Number one, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, not the total khawf and fear, but little bit. Khawf is the thing which is going to come in future. We are expecting something. It is going to happen. It's not happened yet. We expect. That situation, that scenario is called khawf. As for huzn, another word in Arabic express also sorrow and anxiety. But the huzn is which already done in past. That's the difference between khawf and huzn. Huzn is something already happened to us, to our family. Someone passed away, or we lost the job, or got involved in accident, or got sick, whatever. It happened already. So we feel sorrow about that. Why it happened to me? It shouldn't happen. I shouldn't go through this calamity. Why is only me? So whatever has happened in past, which is sad and bad, This is called huzn. As for the khauf, is for the future, which is not happened yet. But we expect it will happen. There are signs that is indicating that this is going to come to me. This is going to happen to me. And I will be afflicted by this calamity or this problem or this hardship. Fear of the future, it's called khauf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. Little bit, not 100%, little bit. مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, fear. وَالْجُوعِ, hunger. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And loss of wealth, lives, and the fruits. So these are the five categories has been mentioned in this ayat of the Holy Quran. Any of this calamity, it is the calamity, it is the taklif, it is the trial, it is the hardship, it is the difficulty. Any of this can happen to anyone. It is hard to bear it, unbearable. It will shake our entire life, our entire schedule, our entire, you know, plan, anything. If happens one of these, and we should always ask for the afia. Allahumma innaka afun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal afiyata fi dunya wal akhirah. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us this dua, that we should make this dua every single day, morning and evening, and after every salah, after every prayer. Very short dua, but very profound. We all should learn it and put it into practice. What is the dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal afiyah fi dunya wal akhirah. Allah, I seek your protection, your help, afiyah. Any kind of calamity, problem, hardship, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, in this world and in hereafter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if anyone is making this dua morning and evening, every single day, in every salah, after every salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from all the calamities of dunya as well as in hereafter. So as I said, any of this calamity, if happens to anybody, it is very hard, it is very difficult, it is very, very unbearable thing. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to go through, we are not fit for the test. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ajma'in, Anbiya alayhi wa salam, were tested. One of the Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyun nasi ashaddu bala'an? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyun nasi ashaddu bala'an? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-anbiya'u fal-amthalu fal-amthalu. Kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more close to Almighty Allah, more near and dear to Almighty Allah, Allah tests him the most. This is the sunnah of Allah. So Hadrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, or some other sahabi radiallahu anha, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, who amongst the people has been tested the most? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, me. Bin Sayyidul Mursaleen, Khatimul Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have been tested the most amongst all the prophets and the messengers of Almighty Allah. I had to go through all this kind of, all the time. Why? I will come at later on. So these five things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this particular hadith, in this ayat of the Holy Quran, just keep in mind. Bishai min al-khawf, the fear of the future, anything can happen to me, right? Jur, hunger, and the loss of the wealth, loss of the beloved lives, and the loss of the crops, fruits, and farms. I just want to draw your attention. As I said, we have to make dua for the afiyat for any kind of test. We are not fit for the test. We are very weak. Right? In people of Gaza, people of Palestine, our brothers and sisters, right now, they are afflicted in all these five kind of tests. In one time, upon every individual. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. The entire population, right? 22 million in that open air, prison, or anywhere, any city, any town, any house in which Palestinian brother and sister is living, they are in constant fear. Any missile, any bomb, any bullet of the gun will come and take their lives anytime. This is the fear Palestinian brothers and sisters are, going through and experiencing 24/7, day and night. When they go to sleep, they don't have a guarantee they're going to wake up tomorrow morning. Anything can happen at night. Any missile, any bomb will destroy their house and they will die. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Imagine how many days and years and months they have no job. They have no businesses. They have no shops. They cannot go to the work. So this is a constant test of the hunger. How are they surviving? All the aids, human relief has been blocked outside of the border. They are, begging for the one bottle of the water, as I said last week. They're feeding their children with one spoon of water at a time. So this is the khawf and the taste of the hunger which they are going through. They are not certain. We are, alhamdulillah, having breakfast on our table every morning. And we guarantee that, I'm going to get my breakfast as soon as I wake up. Guaranteed. Everything is available. We have the guarantee of our lunch and dinner. Our wives, our mothers, our sisters are cooking fresh food every single day. Lunch and dinner. We are so certain, 100% sure, I will get my lunch on time, I will get lunch dinner on my time. Nothing is shortage for us. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. But just imagine those brothers and sisters, those small kids. They have no guarantee they're going to get lunch, they're going to get dinner, or they're going to have breakfast. For months and years, my brothers, not the one day or two day. This is what happening to them. So another khawf, and the taste of the hunger. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنْ لَمْوَالِ. They don't have nothing in their hands, no wealth. Because as I said, they have jobless for years. They cannot go to the work. So they don't have the wealth in their hands. Another test. Nafs, وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ. Every single day, they are burying their own children, their own parents, their own siblings, their own wives, and the sisters and mothers with their own hands. Every single day. There are shortage of the covers and graves. They cannot dig extra graves. They don't have a proper kafan, cloth, to shroud their mayyit. Just imagine, my brothers and sisters, what is happening over there. And they cut off the trees of the olive in thousands. Naqsim min al-amwali wal-anfusi wal-thamarat. Thamarat is fruits. olive, all the big, you know, orchards of the olive, they cut off. So all this what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this verse of the Holy Quran, physically, in actual world, is happening unto the people, Muslim brothers of Gaza and Palestine, right now. What Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ السَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who are expressing their sabr and patience on all these calamities and problems. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Any affliction, any calamity, any trial falls upon them, immediately they say, Inna Lillah. This life is temporary life. We are belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are going to return back to Almighty Allah. In general terms, my brothers and sisters, we think a successful person in this dunya is that who is living luxurious life. He got everything on his table. He's wearing nice clothing, he got nice car to drive, he got nice house to sleep, bedroom, nice job, status in the society. Everybody is respecting him, honoring him, listening to him, paying attention towards him. And whatever he desires, whatever he wants, because his wealth, because of his position, he gets it same time. His all desires are fulfilled. There is no shortage of anything. We regard that person who is a very successful person. He got everything. But inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is victorious? Who is a successful person? Inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the real and true successful person is that when he leaves this dunya, from this dunya, he is kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah on his taqeen. That person is successful. Regardless, he got nothing materialistic. He got no house. His house been bombarded and destroyed. His family has been killed. He got no wealth. He got no security. But his content of the heart, patience, trust, tawakkul, I have nothing in my hand, but I am fighting for the good cause. I am fighting and sacrificing everything in my life to protect my holy land. That's only my object of the life. I will sacrifice everything, but I will not let it go, that holy land, in the hands of the enemies. That's why I'm fighting. That's why I'm sacrificing. That's why I don't want to move from that place. They have the opportunities and chance to go to some other countries and live as the refugees, start their new lives, protected, safe. They say, no, we don't want to leave this land. And when they get their small children, you know, got killed by the bomb or the bullet, they show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, this was my son and daughter, I sacrificed for you. And I am prepared to sacrifice my life as well. My brothers and sisters, the stories we hear, the status of their iman, even the woman folk, even our sisters and mothers, who see their husband and their brother and their children are died in front of them. Mayit are there, lying down. But the level of their iman is very, very high. They are not giving up. They are not impatient. They are still enjoying. They are still exalting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are always thinking Almighty Allah, that Allah, this life you have granted me, I have to live anyway. But the success is that when I leave this world, I should do kalima tayyiba on my tongue. So those who are becoming shaheed, those are already successful. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't regard him as a death. They are bal ahyaum inda rabbihim yurzaqun. Immediately, the moment the soul departs from the body, they are successful, 100% successful, no doubt about it. And they are alive directly into the paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeding them breakfast, lunch and dinner. No more starvation, no more hunger, no more fear. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the glad tidings. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْذَرُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Same, خوف and حزن. As I explained in the beginning, at the time of death, if they are dying for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on their tongue is the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad. In the time of death, the angels are descending and giving them glad tidings. You are successful. Now don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the future. You have passed your test. And Allah is pleased with you. Now you will see and witness the hospitality and the bounties and ni'mat of the Jannah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already prepared for you. So those who martyred, we should not have huzn for them. We should never have grief for them. No sorry for them. Alhamdulillah, they are successful. And as for those who are suffering, we should make dua. May Allah Ta'ala change their situation. So, Ulama explained there are five things. Five reasons for the calamity. And there is no time, but inshallah, in next sermon, I will explain what are those five reasons where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests each and every individual. And he wants to see how we do our test in this dunya. Are we hesitated or afraid, or we show our patience, or we show our impatience and cry and complain? If a person is crying and complaining at the time of calamity, his iman is not perfect. His iman is weak. His iman is not have some kind of deficiency and fault in it. So my brothers and sisters, we all have to leave this dunya. Regardless, you die on your luxurious bed with all the luxury, or you die losing everything, empty-handed. But at the time of death, if you are able to utter kalme shahada, that is the greatest success. So for that, we all have to pray, and we have to strive and to work hard. So we have to strengthen our iman, that O Allah, and make sincere tawbah, adopt the taqwa, leave all the wrong things, fill the masjid with the musallis, and change our life from the dunya towards akhirah. May Allah give us profit for that.